in our everyday life. We humans don't interact much with insects. We panic when we see bees around us. We even take precautions when they get too close. You might be familiar with the situation when, unexpectedly, a bee enters the classroom and causes havoc. The students panic, as if an enemy has entered their comfort zone. In the eyes of many, it is better not to have bees and insects at all. And if they are already there, it is better to keep away from them. Most of us are not really aware that our lives and the biosystem at large depend on these tiny and sometimes bothersome insects. But we all enjoy licking teaspoon and honey or devour honey cakes. Maybe this is where our relationships with the bees begin and end. Hi, I am Yoni Elbaz, and I am happy to present to you a brief and amazing introduction to the world of bees. You are with me in this episode of Bees or Not to Be. Stay with me on this fascinating journey into the world of bees. So let's talk about the importance of bees in our lives. It is clear to all of us that bees produce honey by sucking nectar from flowers, and along the way they pollinate the plants, and thus they allow the development of the fruit. Bees are not the only ones doing this important task, but they are responsible for more than 70% of fruit yield, vegetables and seeds. They are also responsible for pollinating 30% of all crop yields in the world. And that's enough to give them the respect and protection they deserve. It is clear to us that the bees and other insects become extinct or even decline in numbers. Then there will simply be no one to take their place doing this amazing job. Our food security will be challenged. Because of this unmatched importance, a special conference was held in the United Nations in 2019. Let's listen to a part of Maria Fernanda, who was the President of the United Nations General Assembly for the 73rd session.
Effort to highlight the crucial role played by pollinators, bees, but also beetles, butterflies, birds, and bats, who propagate nearly three quarters of the plants that produce 90% of the world's food. Bees support a staggering 170,000 species of plants that sustain over 200,000 animal species. They are responsible for roughly a third of all food produced. They make nutritious food, notably honey and royal jelly, of course, which are also used in medicines, both modern and traditional. And in doing all of this, they support millions of jobs, farms, businesses, and communities around the world. Whether you're talking about eradicating poverty, tackling hunger, protecting biodiversity, or boosting rural livelihoods, these tiny creatures play an outsized role in our efforts to achieve the 2030 agenda. But about half of all bee species are thought to be in decline. 5% are, though, to be endangered. Across the world, colonies have been collapsing and bee numbers dwindling.
That means we will just be short of food. The stores and the market will be almost empty of fruit and vegetables. It does not end with vegetables, but it also affects meat, milk, eggs, and poultry production. As a result of this alarming situation, the whole food chain and biosphere will be badly damaged, on top of other ecological disasters, such as the global warming caused by human activities. The need to provide food for humanity is of extreme importance. The world of population is growing as well, living standards, consumption levels, food waste, and use of fossil energy. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is reaching new heights daily. causing the hole in the ozone layer to grow. Glaciers are melting and sea level is rising. The change in climate is catastrophic to biosphere, and thus, with that, hunger and disease are spreading. Migration is on the rise, and people are fighting for food. It is only getting worse. Our future is dim and worrisome. The decline in the population of bees and insects is perhaps the most obvious sign. Anyone can see and feel it. This phenomena must be changed. So, we can make some efforts to change this situation. Agricultural production methods can be controlled directly by any farmer and through the state regulation. Agriculture should be changed from monoculture to more diverse agriculture. Farmers must use less harmful fertilizers. Biopesticides should be used instead whenever possible. Natural and clean habitats for bees can be expanded by simple means. Let's listen to a part from a TED lecture entitled Why Bees Are Disappearing by Maria Spivak, a distinguished McKnight University professor.
So what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this big bee bummer that we've created? It turns out it's hopeful. It's hopeful. Every one of you out there can help bees in two very direct and easy ways. Plant bee-friendly flowers, and don't contaminate these flowers, this bee food, with pesticides. So go online and search for flowers that are native to your area and plant them. Plant them in a pot on your doorstep. Plant them in your front yard, in your lawns, in your boulevards. Campaign to have them planted in public gardens, community spaces, meadows. Set aside farmland. We need a beautiful diversity of flowers that blooms over the entire growing season from spring to fall. We need roadsides seeded in flowers for our bees, but also for migrating butterflies and birds and other wildlife. And we need to think carefully about putting back in cover crops to nourish our soil and nourish our bees. And we need to diversify our farms. We need to plant flowering crop borders and hedgerows to disrupt the agricultural food desert and begin to correct the dysfunctional food system that we've created. So maybe it seems like a really small countermeasure to a big, huge problem, just go plant flowers. But when bees have access to good nutrition, we have access to good nutrition through their pollination services. And when bees have access to good nutrition, they're better able to engage their own natural defenses, their health care that they've relied on for millions of years. So the beauty of helping bees this way for me is that every one of us needs to behave a little bit more like a bee society, an insect society, where each of our individual actions can contribute to a grand solution, an emergent property that's much greater than the mere sum of our individual actions. So let the small act of planting flowers and keeping them free of pesticides be the driver of large-scale change. On behalf of the bees, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. But beyond that, it is very important that you join the international community's efforts for protection of the environment and the bees. I hope you will be with me in the next chapter on nature protection as well. Thank you very much.